morning we're going to be in Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. And Cleo in a few moments is going to come up here and he's going to read for us chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And again, we've been in this place before in Joshua, and the children of Israel by this time they've left Egypt. They have got into the wilderness, and God told them to go, and they said no. And so they wound up spending 40 years in the wilderness because of disobedience to God. And again, not only 40 years in the wilderness because of disobedience to God, but also those who were supposed to go over and to possess the promised land, the things that God had for them, missed out. And did not get to go to the promised land. And so 40 years had passed, and the young people, they had grown up and now in leadership position, and Joshua here, and the children of Israel have come to the point of the Jordan River. And Joshua is getting them prepared to go over to face some things that they had never faced before. To see some things that they had never seen before, to experience some things that they have never experienced before. And folks, this year will be no different for us. We watch the television, and we see time travel shows, and you know where they go and they get a glimpse into the future. That is all Hollywood. That is not true. None of us have an ideal of what even is going to happen tonight. Now we got some plans. But we won't find out how those plans turn out until we actually get to tonight. And as far as this coming year, there's some plans, there's some thoughts. I know if you're anything like myself, you know, I've made some New Year resolutions, and I didn't even share them with Tammy because I thought, by tomorrow I've done forgotten about them. I've made some plans for this year, and I prayed and I've asked God to direct me as your pastor in the direction that we should go this year. And some of the things God's revealed to me, other things I'm still waiting on an answer from the Lord. But again, I've made plans. But we don't know what this year is going to bring. If you would have asked me in 2022, was you excited about the year? I would have told you absolutely not. But now that we've been through the year, and I've seen what God has done through the year, and the prayers that God has answered, the things that God has done, and I thank the Lord, we've made it through another year. God's blessed. God's been faithful in every situation, through sad times, through happy times, through uncharted territories, and I have no reason to believe that he's not going to be as faithful in 2023 as he was in 2022. Now, as we look at the people, the young people here, the children of Israel, that are getting ready to head off into new territory. Again, they were the young people that survived the 40 years in the wilderness by God's design. But these young people also had heard mom and dad talk and grandma and grandpa talk about how God delivered them from Egypt. And they saw for 40 years in the wilderness how their shoes never wore out. Never one time in the wilderness during those 40 years did their clothes wear out. Never one time did they ever run out of food. They woke up every morning to God providing what he wanted them to have right out in front of their tent. You know, I'll tell you what, some things that we can look at from last year. And I know that I have not missed a meal last year. Actually, I probably got a few that I wasn't entitled to. Somebody asked me, they talk about losing weight. You know, they say, well, I lost a certain amount of weight. I told them, I said, well, I found it. And I don't have any problem losing weight. My problem is that I find more than I lose. There has not been one day last year where I went without a meal that wasn't intentional on my part. God provided. God took care of. God provided the money. You know, there was not one time last year, with the exception of this last winter storm, that my electric went off or I was not able to pay my electric bill. There was not one time this past year where the mortgage on my house was not met, where God didn't take care of the insurance, and where I had gas. Everything this past year, God has taken care of. And it's a praise and a testimony to his faithfulness, to what he's done. So I have no reason to believe, based upon last year, that God is going to be any less faithful this year as he was last year. Now, are there a lot of things that are going to happen this coming year that I don't know about? Yes, there is. But can I promise you, can I guarantee you, God's already been working on the provision for whatever comes up. Amen. We're going to have a new set of fruitcakes in Washington come January. And they're going to make some decisions we like. They're going to make a lot of decisions we don't like. But you know what? God's already taken care of it. God's already has a plan. God already has something in line to for us. And he's going to take care of us, and he's going to be as faithful this year. So I want to help us this year as a church to move forward, look at some things, to not look at some things. And so, Brother Cleo, if you'll come up and you'll read for us Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
Joshua chapter 3. Verses 1 through 10. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know that way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the Lord, before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will, without fail, drive out from before you all the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in prayer. We thank you for the day. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to gather in your house, Lord, to gather with your people. And Father, I pray now that you would help each person, Lord, to take what you have for them today, Lord, to apply it to their heart, to their life. And Lord, I pray that you would help them to do what it is you would have them to do this year, Lord, and this day. And Father, we pray for your will to be done in the service today. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen. You know, in my introduction, I kind of, you know, blew through the first point of my lesson here. But, you know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8, it says, In Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So how are we going to enter into the new year? Well, we're going to enter in knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. How are we going to tread into the unknown? You know, sometimes the unknown, I don't know about you all, but when I head out and go somewhere, I like to know where I'm going. I like to be able to have a plan. Even when I go on vacation, I like to have somewhat of a plan. Now, you know, vacation is a little bit different. You know, I want to relax, and you know, so. But again, I generally make a plan of which direction I'm going to go and or where I'm going to spend that vacation. In our lives this year, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to enter into the new year that will be unknown, and we're going to be treading in that area. And as we think about the spiritual things of this year, there'll be a lot of unknown things. But as we go into the new year, but as children of God, we can always keep in mind Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also, in the new year, in the future, the future is going to bring with it new responsibility. You know, as I got to looking at it here in Joshua chapter 3 and verse number 6, and it says, "And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people, that they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people." Now, this coming year is going to bring with it, the future is going to bring with it, some new responsibility. There's going, and just some examples here for some folks. Of course, I don't think we have any quite here that is starting a new family. Maybe a restructure in the family, but there's going to be some new things. You know what I want to encourage our folks concerning the home this year? Will you listen to me, especially those of you who have children? Will you hear me? Turn off the TV. Amen. Put the iPads and the iPhones away. Amen. Sit down at the supper table and talk to your children. Amen. Don't have supper in front of the TV. Yeah, I know that's pretty hard, isn't it? I'm right there with you. Stop. Make time for your home. Because if you don't, I promise you, I guarantee you, your home will fall apart. And that even includes us, that our children are grown and out of the home. You know why couples grow apart? Because they're not growing together. Homes fall apart because everybody in the home are going their own way and doing their own thing and doing their different. Parents, and I'm meddling here a little bit, all right? If your children have TVs and computers in their room, get them out. Get them out. You know where your child's computer should be? Right next to the television in the living room. When my kids were growing up, that's where our computer was. And we seen everything that they saw. There was no private emails that I didn't know about. There was no searching the web that I didn't know about. Now, again, I know children are crafty and they pull all kinds of things. And they may have done something outside the home, but in our house. I want to encourage you this year, there's going to be new responsibility. Again, you say, "Well, I've had a home for a long time." Well, how is your home? I want to encourage our church. Bring yourself back around to God. Home, churches, families, bring your family back to the Lord. New responsibility, making a living. You know, I want to encourage everyone that needs to and has to work. But be careful where you place work. Be careful on the level of work that you do. You know, the Bible tells us it would be better for you to have little with righteousness than have a lot. You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we need. You know, we really ought to back up when we talk about men and ladies that work. We ought to back up and evaluate our making a living. You know, there are some things that we really don't need. There are some things that you could cut out of your budget which would keep you from working all the hours that you work. And you know what? It'll be a blessing to your home. It'll be a blessing to your life. And you'll have a whole lot more time to read the Bible. You know, so there'll be some new responsibility. You say, well, how does that fall under responsibility? Well, if you are the leader of your home, if you're a mom or a dad in your home, that is your responsibility. And it is something, and a responsibility that you ought not to take lightly. You know, the reason the devil has such a foothold in our world today, and especially here in America, because systematically the home has been torn apart. The home has been taken apart. The home has been redefined. Let's define the home as the Bible defines the home. One man, one woman, for life. And that's at birth, by the way. Let's define the home as God defines the home. And let's get back to it. It's important. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and you know, we watch the news, and we kind of look at things, and you know, and we want change here in America. You know how we're going to have change here in America? Is when the Christian homes in America make changes. You keep going like you're going, there'll be no change in America. When there'll be change in America when the Church of God, our church, Faith Independent Baptist Church, makes some changes and we get off the sidelines and get in the playing field. Amen. New responsibility. Being a Christian. Being a responsible Christian. Some of us are living off of milk when we need to put down the bottle and throw away the pacifier and start chewing on some meat. And so this is the new responsibility that the new year brings for your home, for making a living, and being a responsible Christian. Also, the future will bring with it new opportunity. In new opportunity this year, we'll have new opportunity to soul win. We'll have opportunity to witness. We'll have opportunity to evangelize. You say, now, preacher, aren't those all three the same? No, they're very different. Soul winning is when you, as a responsible Christian, learn how to take the Word of God and show someone how to, out of the Word of God, how they can be saved. When you share the gospel with them and you actually kneel with them and pray with them and show them how they can know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know, this year will bring new responsibility and new opportunity. And so there is going to be opportunity to soul win. Witnessing. You know, we've been passing out some gospel tracts and I've enjoyed it, and I pray that you all will continue to do it. But that's part of witnessing. That's part of going and sowing seed. And again, not only witnessing by passing out gospel tracts, but by witnessing with your life. It don't do any good to pass out a gospel tract if the witness of your own personal life is a shipwreck and disaster. And the new year is going to bring responsibility of witnessing, or opportunity of witnessing. And then evangelism. You know, evangelism is not only soul winning, it's not only witnessing, but it's teaching others to teach others. Evangelizing, getting out there and making a difference in people's life. You know, we've looked at the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19 and 20, and it tells us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." That's soul winning. That's witnessing. Evangelism is teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And what that evangelism is, when we take on the responsibility and the opportunity to make a visible difference in someone's life, to help someone come up to the next level. And you know what? There is not a person in this auditorium this morning that's exempt from that. There's not a person that won't have an opportunity to do so. And I want to encourage you, as the new year comes along, and we have new responsibility, we have new opportunity, and there'll be new challenges coming this year. There's going to be some of us that are going to need to grow in our faith. And what that means is what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to step up and step out without all of the answers that you desire. When God gives you an instruction, when God tells you to do something, and you get confirmation from God's word to do it, then you need to step out and do it. Even when you don't know all of the details. When you know all the details, there's no faith involved. And I want to encourage you, this year, there'll be new challenges. They'll be growing in faith. There'll be new challenges to study the Bible. You know, you say, oh, preacher, you're on studying the Bible, and you're on the Bible, your Bible reading again. Do you realize how many times I've tried that and it doesn't work? Well, can I encourage you to try one more time? Can I encourage you to pick it up one more time? You know, I remember as a young Christian, I would start reading my Bible, and it would last a couple of weeks, and that'd be about it if it lasted that long. And then I'd hear a preacher, and I'd get back in there, and I'd try it again. But you know, I want to the glory of God, and I praise the Lord for this, a testimony. It's been a long time now since there's been a day gone by that I haven't picked up my Bible and read it. Amen. Now, how do I accomplish that goal? I get up before anybody else gets up, and I go find that place, and I make a time in my schedule to do it. If you don't make a time in your schedule to read your Bible and to study your Bible, I guarantee you, I promise you, the devil isn't going to let you fit it in. I encourage you. You say, well, I'm not a morning person. I encourage you to pick up your Bible and read something in the morning, even though you're not a morning person. You say, well, why is that important? Well, because I can promise you the day is going to be full, and what you're going to read in the morning, you'll be able to use during throughout the day, and I guarantee you the devil's going to keep you so busy that by the end of the night comes, and ladies, you're done wiping snotty noses and cleaning up vomit and all the other stuff, and you're just fed up and done with it, and all you want to do is just sit down and relax in front of the TV. Pick up your Bible. Read your Bible. Study God's Word. Make a time. If you don't make a time, I want to encourage you to pray more this year. The challenge in praying and reading your Bible, coming to church and living by faith, and reading your Bible and praying, these are challenges. And they're challenges because the devil is not going to let up and give you free road. Because he knows that when you're stepping out on faith, he knows when you're reading your Bible, he knows when you're praying that he has no power over you. Amen. He knows he has less control in your life. He knows that you're not going to be deceived as often as you are currently. So it's a challenge. And folks, I guarantee you as your pastor, it's a challenge to read my Bible. It's a challenge to pray. It's a challenge sometimes to step out on faith. Just like you, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think, forget it. It isn't worth it. I'm done. I quit. I can't tell you how many times I've quit this year. But praise the Lord, after spending a long time with God and the Word of God, and I find that courage to just step out and go a little further. Step out and do a little more. And see, that's what praying and reading your Bible will do for you. You can't face the challenges of the day. You can't face the challenges of this year that we will face without the Word of God and without reading your Bible. And folks, as many times as you failed, will you pick it up and start over again? And I want to encourage you. Read your Bible. Read your Bible through this year. But you know what I want to encourage you to do? Not only read your Bible through, but read your Bible to learn. Read your Bible to get something from it. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It says study. Now, you know, that's not just a casual reading. That's kind of looking up some verses and that's taking up your time and backing up and rereading a verse. That means getting out your old Webster dictionary and opening it up and looking up words and finding out what they mean. You don't need a new version of the Bible. What you need is a dictionary. Stick with the King James and a dictionary, and you'll know everything that you need to know.
Amen. You're right.
The reason we don't know the Word of God like we should know the Word of God is because we're not studying the Word of God. And I want to encourage you to do that. I'm going to be looking for a new devotional book and give you all the opportunity to get in on it, to help you out with that. But those are challenges this year. Another thing to this year is no detours from tough duty are available. You know, again, this kind of goes along with that point B. The Israelites in verse number 3, the Bible says, "And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." You know, it's time, church, that we stop taking detours from tough duty. You know, and that's those things that kind of stretch our faith a little bit. Those are those things that God lays upon our heart, and we think, wow, you know, I don't think I could ever be a Sunday school teacher. Yeah, you can. You just got to be willing to do it. You've got to be willing to be tough. It's a tough duty. And we all understand that. You know, you moms, you say, "Well, I don't want to be a Sunday school teacher because I put up with them little monsters all week long." Well, can I encourage you to put up with them on Sunday? And some of our older folks here, you're saying, "Well, you know, hey, I've had my time as a teacher. Let the younger people do it." Well, you know, praise the Lord. I'm glad you've had your time as a teacher, but can I encourage you to do something? Will you help me teach a young person to do what you used to do? Tough challenges. You say, "Oh, well, they're not going to listen." Well, no, they probably won't. But that's part of the job. That's part of the tough. That's part of the tough duty. And let's decide this year that there are no detours that we'll face it. The children of Israel, when they come to the Jordan River, they were in front of the Jordan, and the Israelites, but there's no turning back. You know, the children of Israel, after spending that 40 years in the wilderness and being gone from Egypt, there was nothing for them to go back to. So as we face our Jordan this year, and as we face the new challenges, let's not make a detour. Let's not look back. Let's not decide to. We need to decide to follow Jesus and not turn back this year. Obstacles, those detours. You know, the children of Israel, as they looked at the obstacle of the Jordan River, you know who the responsibility of taking care of that obstacle belonged to? God. And it was an obstacle. I mean, hey, there was the Jordan River. They couldn't go back. There was the river in front of them. And in our account of the Word of God here, the Word of God Joshua told the men that were bearing the ark, "Go and stand in the brim of the water." You know, the water of Jordan didn't part until the men went and did what they were supposed to do. Obstacles. Let's leave the obstacles up to God this year. The parting of the Jordan, it was an obstacle for us. But you know, it's not an obstacle to God. What's going on in your life and what's happening to you or what obstacle you may think you have in doing something for the Lord, it's no obstacle. Hey, folks, I was the least likely in 1982 when I graduated from high school to ever go to college. I was the least likely in 1996 or 1994 to go to the mission field and learn a foreign language. These were all obstacles. In 1986, God sending us to the country of Mongolia, the third hardest language in the world to learn. Obstacles. But you know who came through? Not me. God did every single time without fail. Let's not detour this year. Another thing as we look at the new year, preparation necessary. Preparations necessary to enter the new year. We need to sacrifice ourselves. Verse number 5. The Bible says, And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. You know, in order to get some things accomplished this year, folks, we're going to have to deal with sin in our life. Those sins that you're hanging on to, those sins that that God's been convicting you about, but you've just pretending like you don't hear it, it's time to face them. It's time to turn those over to God. It's time to sanctify yourself. It's time to give it over to God and say, okay, God, you know, I've tried 100 times already, but okay, I'm going to sanctify. And that's what Joshua commanded the people. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders. You want to see God do some great things in your life? Get your heart right. Get yourself in a place where you can serve God and with a great testimony, and you'll see God do some great things. The preparation necessary to enter in this new year, we'll need to purge from sin. At 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 21, it says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. You know, there's some things, church, that God wants us to get accomplished. There's some people that God wants us to reach. But in order to do that, we're going to need to sanctify ourselves. We're going to need to purge the sin that's in our life. And we're going to need to forget the past and look to the future. You know, so many times we spend time looking back. You know, the Bible says that you know, when a man puts his hand to the plow and he looks back, that's not something we should do. We need to put our hands to the plow and keep straight forward so that we can keep straight lines. We need to forget the past and look to the future. Folks, Jesus is coming. The next thing to happen is for the church to be raptured out. And that could be any day. Everything is in line. Everything is set. And it could be for the days out. You say, oh, yeah, preacher, are you dictating a time? No, because the Bible says no man knows the hour. But, you know, I'll tell you what. As I look at the condition of our world today, and I look at the things that are going on, it's time. I was talking to my dad this morning, and I told him, I said, I'm getting prepared. I'm getting ready. He told me, he said, he's ready. There's nothing holding him back here. And I told him, I'm getting prepared. Now, I'm ready spiritually. But you know, I want to take a whole lot more people with me. There's some things that God has for me to do, and I want to be faithful, and I want to be prepared. And folks, we need to stop looking back at the past. You know, everything that happened last year, we can't go back and fix any of it, and we can't change none of it. What's happened has happened. What we need to do is look at the future and what's right and focus on that and go there. You know, the children of Israel, they were standing at the Jordan River. It do them no good to look back at past defeats because it wouldn't help them in their future. Another thing into the new year, what will the new year bring faith? If I'd wear my glasses, I'd see that. I knew that didn't make any sense. What will the new year bring forth? What will the new year bring forth? Nobody can tell. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know what's going to happen in Washington or, hey, praise the Lord. We're all here this year, but we may not all be here in 2024. There may be some vacant seats due to some home going. We don't know, and we can't tell what the future is going to do, but the believer can say, I know not what tomorrow will bring forth, but I know who holds tomorrow in his hand. You know, I can't tell you what's going to happen this year, but I can tell you who's in control of this year. I can tell you how he's got it in his hand, and he's got me in his hand, and it's all going to be all right. You know, folks, as the Word of God tells us, we're just passing through. Our life is but a vapor. You know, when we get to heaven, this time here on earth is compared to eternity is going to be so insignificant. So if it's going to be that insignificant in heaven, let's not major on it today. Because we know how things are going to, we know that God holds the future, even though we don't know what it is. We only have once to travel through this world. Let's live. Let us live it to some godly purpose. Once we've died, once the Lord Jesus Christ comes back for the church, it's all done and it's over, and you'll stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for what you did do and for what you didn't do. And then what path will you follow in the new year? Some attractive roads lead from the Lord. You know, we look at things and we think, wow, you know, That's neat. That's nifty. Well, look what they're doing over there. You know, look at this. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 13, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate. That's Jesus' gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many be which, and many there be which go in thither too. You know, we spend too much time looking at the attractiveness of what the world offers. We spend too much time looking at the attractiveness that religion offers. And the Bible said here, wide is the gate. You know, we think, well, hey, everybody's going that way. Why don't we go that way? Well, that way, the Bible says, leads to destruction. You know, it appears right now in our country today that we have a large number of people that are for all the perversion that's going on. But in reality, it's not as big as you think it is. We need to make sure that the road that we're traveling leads us to God and not from God. Some of the ways lead through affliction. You know, we talked about Noah this morning in Sunday school. Noah was safe from the judgment. But Noah's life on the ark wasn't as easy as we might think it to be. There was a lot of responsibility there. Those elephants didn't hold it for a year. Those animals had to be cleaned up after. They had to be fed. They had to be taken care of, and there had to be somebody to fulfill that job. You know, we're going to go through this year, and there's going to be some affliction. There's going to be some things to clean up after. There's going to be some things to do. But folks, we need to go into this year following the path that God has set before us. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 14, it says, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You know, we may not be the most popular this year, but I guarantee you, if we'll follow the straight gate, if we'll follow the gate of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's not going to be a whole lot of people there. There's going to be some people that aren't going to find it. We need not get discouraged over those that we'll talk to and that'll miss it altogether. And then the last thing we'll look at here is on the beginning of the new year, there are coming things we shouldn't forget. Let us not forget let us forget the little irritations and frustrations that we have. Let us forget our prejudice and resentment. And let us forget our bitterness. In this new year, folks, there are some things that we should forget. And those are those things in life that when we look at them, they wind up not being very important at all. You know, we split up and have fights over some of the silliest things, and that cause division. You know, coming into this year, what we need to do is we need to forget about those. You know, we need to forget about those little irritations. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking about, you know, getting married. You know, when I got married, Tammy was perfect. Everything about her I loved, and there was nothing about her that I didn't love. Well, that lasted a good 6 months. And then there are some little irritations that came up, and I thought, well, you know, I don't think that's as cute as it used to be. Yeah, I don't know that I really like that. Now, again, she's still thinking I'm perfect and I'm wonderful, you know. But you know what I had to do? I had to look past those things and look at the beauty that I saw from the beginning. You know, and in our relationships, whether it be with our wife, whether it be with our friends, you know, sometimes we get a little irritated, we get a little aggravated. What we need to do is we need to forget about those things. We need to forget about those things that frustrate us, because if we don't, it divides us. It causes problems. You know, as a church family, if we look at all the little irritating things about each other and the frustrations, you know, as I told you when I took the church's pastor, you know, one thing that you can count on, I'm going to make you mad. You know, second thing you can count on, I'm going to disappoint you. And the third thing that you can count on is I'm going to say something through my time of being pastor here that you're not going to like. And if you just keep those expectations, hey, we'll get along just fine. There won't be any problem. And what we need to do is we need to look past the silly, superficial things and forget about them. And folks, in order to move forward as a church in the things that'll face us this year, we need to unite together. The early church in Acts accomplished great things. We studied that on Wednesday. Acts chapter 1, they were given the command that they were to be witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And in Acts chapter 28, the last verse we looked at, Paul was in Rome, in the uttermost part in his day, preaching the message and the Word of God. And church, as we get into this new year, let us be faithful in the things that God has for us. Let us face this new year and the new challenges we'll have. Let's look at it through the Word of God. Let's follow the Word of God. And I can guarantee you we'll get at the end of 2023 and we'll have the same testimony of 2022. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in prayer. We thank you for the time that we have here together. And Lord, I pray as we break out into this new year, I pray, Lord, that this new year and all the trials and tribulations and all the things that'll come that it brings forth, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to face that, following you, being in your will, doing what you want us to do. And Lord, I pray that you would help us this year to increase our number here at Faith Independent Baptist Church by going out and soul winning, witnessing, and evangelizing. Lord, help us to be found faithful. Lord, when you come and call us home, and Lord, we meet you there on the cloud, Lord, I pray that you would help us to have new people this year. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be found faithful. Lord, I pray that you would help it to be said of our church, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And Lord, I pray that there be anybody among us this morning that does not know you as Savior. Lord, I pray that today would be the day they would get saved. Lord, I pray that today would be the day that they would surrender to what it is in their life that that you have for them, and that's eternal life. And we'll love and thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen.